Congressman Brian Higgins is once again sounding the alarm over the Department of Energy's plan for shipping nuclear waste from Chalk River Laboratories near Ottawa to a DOE storage site in South Carolina.
We are very concerned. The House unanimously passed a bill which would mandate that the Department of Energy do a threat assessment.
But Higgins says the DOE is sidestepping Congress's directive because they know moving highly enriched uranium is a dangerous process.
So I don't think that they want to undertake this threat assessment because they anticipate what the result will be. So this is, you know, the federal bureaucracy continuing to through inertia, not act in the best interest of people in Buffalo and Western New York.
The Canadian government's also ignoring its residents' concerns. Teresa McClenahan, executive director of the Toronto-based Canadian Environmental Law Association, says first responders are not equipped to deal with an accident involving liquid uranium. McClenahan says the government should consider alternatives, including solidifying the waste.
Both to decrease the safety risk from the material itself if it were to escape from a container in an accident, but also to decrease the likelihood that it could be disrupted or diverted for use in a dirty bomb or other kind of nefarious purpose.
The 150 truck shipments are set to begin this year. For security reasons, the U.S. and Canadian governments will not make the route public. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.